We highlight many wonderful opportunities here on RNIB Connect Radio for blind and partially sighted people. And today we have a fantastic opportunity for blind and partially sighted people to become sensory guides at Weston Burt Arboretum in Gloucestershire. This is a project where three organisations have come together: Sensing Nature, Natural Inclusion and Weston Burt Arboretum. I'm now joined by Sarah Bell from Sensing Nature and Andy Shipley from Natural Inclusion to tell us a bit more about this wonderful opportunity at Weston Burt Arboretum. Hello, Sarah and Andy, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi.
Hi, Toby.
Firstly, Sarah, could you give us a bit of background to Sensing Nature and how this project came about?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm a researcher at the University of Exeter, and I've spent the last 8 to 10 years, I suppose, researching experiences of health and well-being and otherwise with nature. And Sensing Nature was a project that I started in 2016, and it ran for 2 years. And it was about trying to understand how we can promote more multisensory inclusive experiences in nature. And the research was with people with sight impairment from all sorts of different backgrounds, trying to understand how they were experiencing nature and what supported that and what undermined it. And then, although the research finished in 2018, I've since been trying to actually put it into action with all sorts of different organisations and groups. So from Sensing Nature, the research project, all sorts of different collaborations have developed. And one of those was with Andy, who I will leave to introduce himself in a bit. But the other one has been working with Weston Burt Arboretum to start to think about, instead of trying to create experiences for visitors with sight impairment and all sorts of other different sensory priorities, how can we actually involve people with sight impairment in the way that the site is interpreted and storied and shared with different visitors? And so that's really where this idea came from with Weston Burt. And we hope it will be a good opportunity for people to join the Weston Burt volunteer team, to train up as a volunteer guide and just get involved as part of that volunteer team in promoting what is a really lovely site, apparently. I have yet to visit because of COVID, but every time I hear it described, I always can imagine myself in amongst the trees and it's lovely.
Andy, how did Natural Inclusion come about? And could you sort of outline what your involvement in the project is?
Yeah, so I'll take you back in time to 2013, because I was awarded the RNIB Fellowship place on the CLAW Social Leadership Programme. And part of my year doing the programme, I spent in St David's in Pembrokeshire with a coastal adventure company called TYF. And initially, they wanted me just to go and help to explore how to make their coastal adventure activities more inclusive. And we spent time surfing and rock climbing and having a lot of fun. But then I decided it might be an idea to turn the tables on them, because it wasn't just about me. I thought they needed to learn something a bit about trying to interact with the natural environment using your non-visual senses. So we spent time exploring the beach and really trying to do all those adventure activities, but with them either with their eyes closed or wearing blindfolds, not to represent having sight impairment, but just to enable them to tune into all of their other senses and begin to interact with the activity and the natural environment using those non-visual senses. And we had a lot of fun. But what we really discovered was, in doing that, there was a real process of heightening your sensory awareness, heightening your sensitivity through your hearing and your sense of touch, which really enabled the guides that we were working with just to develop a deeper appreciation of the landscape and the natural environment within which we were having fun. So that led me to really focus on that area of work from that point onwards and look to develop a range of multisensory experiences. Since then, I've been running multisensory experiences of different sorts, but predominantly in natural settings and partnering with organisations like the National Trust, for example. And in 2016, I was approached by Sarah to see if I was interested in getting involved with her research project, Sensing Nature. And since then, we've collaborated on a number of related projects. And the Weston Burt Arboretum Restoring Landscapes project is the latest in that series of research projects.
So you are looking for blind and partially sighted people to take part in this project and become sensory guides at Western Burt Arboretum. What are you looking for from blind and partially sighted people, and what might they get out of the project if they get involved?
Great question. We are not expecting you to be trained guides. That's the first thing I'd like to say. That's, you know, part of the experience we'll be working with Western Burt to develop some of those skills. So really we're looking for people within the Gloucestershire area and people who can bring a love of woods and trees and nature. And you don't have to be able to name all those trees, but that's fine. We don't expect that. I can't name most of the trees out there. But just lots of enthusiasm, you know, willingness to learn more about the Arboretum and an ability to talk to people in an engaging way. And obviously through the role, we'll be working with you to make sure that the training meets your priorities and your interests. And then hopefully together we can develop interesting sensory tours of the site. It's a place that's really celebrated for its so-called picturesque qualities. And although that has a lot of visual connotations, essentially it's talking about a diversity of habitats and environments. And with that come a whole range of different sensory experiences too. So it's really being willing to explore the site and to explore how you might tell the stories of the site with all the different visitors that come to join. Yes, I think those are the main qualities that we're looking for. Probably a good pair of wellies for tours that might happen through the wetter times, and a sun hat for those in the summer. But we can talk about all of that nearer the time.
And if people haven't been to Western Burt Arboretum, is it Forestry Commission led?
Yes, I always get a bit confused by all the Forestry England and Forestry Commission, but it is Forestry Commission, and it's managed by Forestry England, and it's celebrated as one of the most important plant collections in the world as well, and it seems like an exciting place to be.
So if people would like to find out more about becoming a sensory guide at Western Burt Arboretum, where can they go to find out more and apply?
Oh, well, there's a few options. So you can go directly to the Western Burt website, and under their volunteering page, so it's forestryengland.uk/westernburt/volunteering, there is a volunteer role description. That's in PDF form, but we've also put on the Sensing Nature website, on the news pages, a larger print version. But to be honest, you can just email either me or Andy, and we can send you all the information that you need, and then have a chat on the phone. And then if you think it sounds good, you can do a visit to Western Burt once we're all allowed, and get a feel for the site before you sign up for anything, or, you know, plenty of opportunities to have lots of discussions and think about it. So, and we can share our emails as well. I'm on sarah.bell@exeter.ac.uk.
And I'm andy@natural-inclusion.org.
Thank you, Sarah Bell from Sensing Nature, and Andy Shipley from Natural Inclusion, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us. It's been great to be on.
Thanks so much, Toby. It's been really interesting and enjoyable.